I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Statewide property tax rates are on track to rise by approximately 2% next year. That's not as high as some observers had feared. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, elected officials still say it's time to cut spending on public education.
Talk to just about any politician these days about what they learned during their recent electoral campaigns, and they'll likely tell you just how upset Vermont voters are with rising property tax rates. Even some staunch defenders of the public education system now say that Vermont schools are costing too much money, and Governor Peter Shumlin is leading the chorus.
The bottom line is we have a spending problem in Vermont.
The Vermont Tax Department has concluded that, based on current trends, the statewide property tax rate for residents and non-residents alike will go up by 2 cents next year. It's a better story than this year, when rates are headed up 4 cents for residents and 7.5 cents for non-residents. But the Democratic governor isn't celebrating.
Some may see that as good news, since it's a lot lower than last year. But we all have to remember that with Vermonters across the board struggling to pay property taxes, no increase is good news.
So what is Peter Shumlin going to do about it? That's not yet entirely clear. Shumlin has dispatched his Secretary of Education, Rebecca Holcomb, to schools across the state where she's administering her own curriculum on the severity of the spending trends. Holcomb says that, on average, schools employ one paid staff member for every 4.7 students. And as student counts continue to dive, it's a ratio she says will eventually bankrupt some districts.
We have school districts where they're looking at, just based on the population projections, increases of 60 to 80% in their tax rate over the next 5 years, just associated with that attrition, that loss of student enrollment.
But while Shumlin says solving the spending problem will require staffing reductions, he hasn't offered up any grand legislative solutions to the problem.
What works for one community won't work for another community. And if you mandate something from Montpelier that can't be achieved, that doesn't do any good to help solve the problems.
House Speaker Shep Smith, meanwhile, is on the hunt for a piece of far-reaching legislation that would mandate the kinds of education reforms he says are probably necessary to deliver the relief taxpayers have demanded. Smith has assembled a team of legislators and policy analysts with the hope of developing a system-wide overhaul for the legislature to consider when it convenes in January. Smith says there's no guarantee consensus will emerge.
Whether people will be galvanized to move altogether in one direction, I think, is still in question, and I'm hopeful.
Vermont's student enrollment has dropped 20% over the last 17 years, while the number of paid staff in public schools has held steady. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.